Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafer, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
From where I started this lecture last Sunday, and that was on the statement or the premise that there is a difference between a democratic experience or government and a kingdom, a monarchy. Everyone who is on the face of the currency of a democracy, they have to be dead. I don't know if you notice. They must be dead to qualify. But the face on the currency in a kingdom must be that of a king who is alive. How many of you know that when the new king of England took the oath of office, the bank, what's the name of that their bank? Is it Bank of England? Or I don't know. But first bank. America is first reserve bank or something. Bank of England, yes. So the Bank of England immediately initiated and they announced that they were going to print a new set of notes with the face of the new king. So in case you don't know him, when you hold that £50 or whatever notes where his face is, you will know under whose government you belong. Are you with me? So that was the decision. Have you seen the new note with his face? So it's not something that will happen overnight. They will run it for like a few years. After some point, you will not see any note with the old queen's face again. It's not like what we do in this part of the world. We just announce. And then the money in your hand can become paper. You know, there's a timetable. We have a new king. So from 2027, you will not see this one again. Even though the people who made the law had their agenda, the people shouting against it also had their own agenda. Last, they won. So I was trying to share with us that the currency of a kingdom is the face of the king. And that Jesus, when teaching us, addressed a very fundamental question when he was asked, should we pay tax to Caesar? And Jesus asked, whose face? Oh, you know, sometimes when you look at the response of Jesus, you may not really know why he's talking the way, but you need to look at the historical background, like what they used to believe back then, to understand what Jesus was saying, whose face is on the coin. So they said Caesar. So that means it's not for me. Give it to Caesar. But that which belongs to God, what should you do? You give it to God. And then we began to trace, how do we know that which pertains to God as against that which pertains to Caesar? And then we went back to Genesis chapter 1. And the scripture says, let us make man in our own image. So if the coin that was presented to Jesus, which is called currency, something that flows, is what Jesus said, give back to Caesar. Then we found out that which belongs to God is that which has the image of God, which is a man. So what was Jesus saying to them? You are bothered about the wrong things. This is not what you should be worried about. Give that coin to the owner. But you are created in the image of God. Give yourselves wholly to God. I think we should have a conference in which we'll call it Give Yourself Holy Conference. It should be a good thing. Christian conference. Give yourself wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y. Give yourself, because some people gave their spirit but kept their bank account. Say, give yourself what? Completely. So what is that which has the image of God? Can you tell me? The image, the face of a man, image of a man, a human being. So what God is interested in on this earth is his creation, which is man. When we settle this and you believe, then we go to the next step where Jesus suggested that the image that is on the coin belongs completely to the government that has that coin. Which means, depending on the glory and the weight of that kingdom, do you know that even the currency, even though you cannot spend pounds here, but some of you spend it in your dream. You see it. You aspire for it. Huh? When they give you, like, say, 500 pounds, where do you keep it in your house? Like, oh, just, God said I should give you 500 pounds. You just put it in your purse. And, you know, you are very magnanimous. You can't, there's no thief in this house. Just keep it on the dining table. They'll say, somebody came to my house with an envelope filled with pounds. Now, delete what I said. It's not now. It's, I've spent the money. Because some of you now, maybe God says, come and help me now. The man said, yeah, no, it's a long time ago. So you can help me. If you want to help me, you can help me. Please tell your neighbor, I'm available to be helped. Because some of you now, to share testimony is very hard. You people say, he said it last Sunday. That means it's a long time ago. Please, hear the emphasis. It's a long time ago. Especially with an envelope, you know, white envelope. So me, I'm a Christian. I just dropped the money on the table. I walked away. Seriously, I had gone out. I'd gotten to some part of town. I just remembered. I called I said, please, there's one envelope. I think it's somewhere on the table. They say, mommy, picked it. I said, she picked it. She kept it. I said, okay. Question, if they say she picked it, that means, oh, Lord, it has gone with that. I have to start praying for another breakthrough. So she kept it for me. Amen. She's not money conscious. She's a blessed, very blessed, very blessed, very blessed. There are some women, you cannot keep money. If you forget the money I take with the money, did you keep your money with me? Oh my. So the face on the currency can tell you a lot. Alright? Can you see my king? Their king. So you can see what I'm saying here. This is what lets you know there's a change of kingdom or administration. The president of US cannot put his face in that. He'll be impeached. This matter does not even need legislation. Once the king dies, the new one, it's not fight. We are not fighting. They have to, because whoever is in that paper there signifies to, even if you were born in 1982 but you were taken to prison for 40 years or 50 years, by the time you come out and you see that the currency has changed, you know that means the queen that was there before has died. You know, sorry, which year are we? You know, haven't you seen all those sci-fi movies where people be asking, sorry, which year? We say we are in the year 2100. I thought it was 1990. He said, sorry. Where they took you to? Now, it's very important to get this basic thing, because if you don't understand what I'm saying, you are laughing now, you will not understand what I'm about to say next. Which is that any kingdom that you belong to owns you and claims you. So for those who say they want to serve Satan, that on the, when they now die, God wants to throw them in hell. He will now throw them, they will now land in heaven. It cannot happen. Even if God tries to throw you to land in heaven, the air will the Bible says hell expands itself. It will expand itself to say, this one is our own. Mikey. Give me this one. It's my own. The subject of a kingdom suggests that you are not your own. What Satan tries to tell you through social media and freedom and new age and all these popular things out there is that you are a free moral agent. That what is right or wrong is determined based on how you feel. If you decide to get pregnant before marriage, as long as there's consent, mutual consent, alright, it's not a sin. But that is a strategy. So every kingdom, no matter how you see it, you may think you are free. You are not free. You are not free. Nobody is free. That's why when it's your time to die, nobody can stop it. When is your time? Eh? Nobody. You in 2 weeks they put your body in the ground. It has decayed. Decompose. So don't fear those that can kill your body. You have a spirit that can live forever. But where that spirit will live is now the question. It will only live with the one who claims that soul. Are you still here? Church is quiet too. People don't want to die. You will not die in Jesus' name. But when it's your turn, you will die. So, there is a lie the devil is telling us that you can do what you like. You can't do what you like. That lie is selling that lie to you so that he can trap you. Now, the kingdom of God is not on any map, which also suggests that the only way we can observe the kingdom is through our community lifestyle and through the principles of the kingdom. There is such a thing as what? The principles of the kingdom, which many unbelievers have learnt, studied, and they are using. And when you even want to think of what it means to be blessed, you think of those people. Because when you sit down and you are praying, where you should be walking. Hello? Hello? If you run a business, okay, I'm a pastor, let me say it. If you run a business, your own business, you should not be praying at 8 a.m. You should be at your shop, 8 a.m. Everywhere is quiet now. People are angry. People are angry. Push, come and save me. People are angry. This one that people are not talking now. Then you go and vote for another party. I said, the principle of the kingdom, one of it is work. See, for God shall bless the work of your hands, not your prayers. Hey, you people should save me. The way people are quiet, I'm even okay. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Are you people in this church? I said, if you don't work, if you don't love work, there's a level even God cannot use you and he cannot bless you. God himself will not want to bless you, to protect you. In order to save your soul, he won't bless you. He will just leave you at that level. Okay, if you like begging for money, it's one thing we are looking at, 500,000. You're always mentioning the amount that only God can pay back. If they take you to your family and say your son collected, nobody in the, if all the family, gather together. They can't bring out 500k. But you are always mentioning big amount. Yeah? You are wearing the clothes that cannot let your hair pass you. You are speaking with your English, with your nose. Hello, Mr. Francis. But you know, Geshin guy. Your hair pack cannot see you. Working hard or gaining mastery, becoming very good at what you do, is a principle of the kingdom. There's this book, Think and... I wanted to test you people. You know the book. That book, the man literally just copied the Bible. That man copied the Bible, and the book is still selling millions of copies. That Bible in your hand, where a copy for? You have not opened it. It's gathering dust. But the book the man wrote, the man is dead now. His family is still benefiting. Some of you even downloaded the free copy. You act the website. Download. You did not pay. Some of you borrowed from your friend. Use the knowledge to become rich. But you fail to understand that even though we cannot see the kingdom, we can observe it.
We can observe.
So two of us can be in the same house, but living under two different governments. Please understand that the foundational principle of the kingdom is that the king owns everything. You remember the story I told you last week? I told you a story about an elderly man, who went to preach in England. And when he got there, during their break session, his host took him on a tour and pointed to a 1300, a building that they own, that was built in the year 1300. But it belonged to that organization hosting the conference. And he said, oh, this building belongs to us, but Queen Elizabeth has taken it. And the brother said, why will you let her take it? Did she pay? He said, no, she didn't pay anything. He said, no, you can't try that. No, in America. I said, well, we are in a kingdom. You are in a democracy. He said, what do you mean? He said, when the brother was talking, that man moved away from him, that this one is a rebellious lot. It's a rebellious lot. This one, because you don't know who is listening to you. Say no, yeah, no. If I bought the land myself, I bought the house. No government, I'll take you to court. It's not in the United Kingdom, oh. It's not in Saudi Arabia. All those places where they have princes, crown princes. That's why no matter what you do in Saudi Arabia, you cannot riot and take over government. They already know who the next crown prince of Dubai is. They have a long line of succession. It's just for the council to choose. It's not that maybe, okay, we like being gassy. He came, he has been working hard. Hey. It's not royal blood. With all the noise America makes about democracy, do they cross the line when it has to do with the UK? They can't. That's why the king doesn't talk often. You rarely hear him talk. It leaves the prime minister to worry. But any day he talks, everybody knows the king has spoken. He doesn't need a court or legislation. He can void any law that was made by a speech. That's why in Nigeria today, you will know that the monarchical system is more of an Instagram thing, you know, because you see kings now that go to parties in Nigeria, young kings. They go to party, they spray money, they dance, you know, they dance and show their skills. You know, they are reckless. The weight of a king is to be felt. You're not supposed to see the king just like that. Because the king owns everything. That king, that Queen Elizabeth, took the property from an organization and didn't use it till she died. And the man said, the owner of the building said, we are our subjects. We are happy. The queen took my property. I am happy. His friend was saying, no, in America. I said, oh, go and sit down. This is United Kingdom. Here, whatever the queen does, we are happy. Hallelujah. Come and say we are happy. Whatever my king does, is okay for me. Whatever Jesus does, is okay for me. I'm happy. That's a kingdom. It's a government of the king, for the king, and by the king. So you are subjects. Which means even your prosperity is a collective prosperity. That money you think you have in your account, was something that they transferred to you from the headquarters. Let's give her a job that will pay her 1.5. So they'll be keeping 1.5. So that money, like that building, is not yours. Are you here now? I said that money that you are saving for your house rent, that you are hiding, that when it's time, I'll just bring it and my wife will feel, she'll feel me that my husband has money. That money, like that building, is not yours. The king can need the money and say, there was something I gave to you that you have been putting aside. The kingdom you represent knows where the money is. The day they need it, you are the one that will go and withdraw. You will still be the one to go. Because there's a way God will show up, you will know it's God. My son, that your suit that you just bought, give it to brother. You will just know that this thing in your mind, it's like God is. And please, if somebody is blessing you, don't think it's easy. It's not easy for them. More. It's just that the way Holy Ghost is moving them. That's why they are always blessed. You only like to collect. And you came to share testimony. Those people who are giving, do you notice they don't share testimony? They don't talk when they give. You are the one that thinks God blessed you. Are you still with me? Everything you have. You know that your fine wife, that you normally say you call very nice names, Peach, Almond, all those things. She belongs to the Lord. Your wife belongs to God. You see that my wife is laughing now because we have discussed it. She's only my wife as long as the king permits. So please, sir, continue to permit. This is foundational but very important. This thing will remove greed from your life. What I'm telling you now, it will remove greed. There are people now that have 500,000 that can, they can't buy one shoe on their own legs because of greed. You are even greedy to yourself. You are selfish to yourself. If there's such a thing, you are saving. See, I just like saving. In my house, I used to tell my wife, I love credit alert, not debit alert. You only like. There are some of you that have accounts. Nobody on this earth knows that account exists. Shout amen.
Amen.
If I'm talking about you, shout amen. You said amen, but you didn't shout. I said, you see, just follow instruction. Now, this thing I'm sharing with you is so important, and I'll read these few scriptures to you. Because this is how God wants us to live. The scripture says in the book of Acts that when the disciples came together, they had all things in common. They shared among themselves. For instance, and I thank God now to our own little ability here, we've been doing it. There are people here that as a church we sponsor to university. They may graduate tomorrow and we will not see them again. There are people that the church accommodated, put in a house. They are not paying rent. Do not muzzle the ox that tread the corn. I know how many times you give people money and they say, God bless you, sir, on the phone. But I'm in tears. Because that was my last money. Last money. And some of them came back to me to say, Pastor, what did you do? They came to me and said, what did you do? You gave me this. So they use Lagos for me. There's something they call Olotekofun. They use Lagos for you. So God will also help you to get to that point where if you want to help someone, just help and remove your mind. Because people will always make you regret what you did. They will always. That's the area of specialization. Once you do it, just remove your mind. Forget it. And as a principle, Don't borrow money. If you cannot give, you don't have. To save, protect your conscience. You want 100,000, I don't have, but this is 20,000. A contribution towards your desire. So you can ask for the rest from elsewhere. So I don't want to ask you, sister, how far now? How far now? Because in Lagos, when they tell you borrow me, what they are saying is give me. They are not planning to return it. And many Christians, we go to hell because of this one alone. Because they do not know that everything that they have belongs to the King. The Bible said they had all things in common and there was no one that had anything that was kept to himself. They shared it. So we should not have somebody in this church now that is going home today and is hungry. That's the meaning of that Bible verse. Are we together? I said nobody should live here today now and is going home to go and pray. No, you should go home and eat. We should not have somebody in our midst now. You need to pay for your JAMB exam. And we'll now come, we'll be praying. Why are you praying to pay for JAMB exam? How much is JAMB form? How much is JAMB form? Do you think the person who is giving to you is also stupid? Do you know that person also has children? Do you know that one day that the children of that brother or that sister will go somewhere his parents are not and God will raise help for those children? So why are you holding? The thing you have, why are you not giving? That thing that you are claiming is your own. Did somebody not give you? What if your boss owed you your salary for 3 months? The life of the kingdom is not the way many of us are seeing it. That's why there is nothing you have that you can keep. It takes God to keep something in his hands. Paul said, the thing which I have committed into his hands. That's the only way it's safe. Sometimes, I don't know about you, if I'm traveling, there are people that, the only person who knows when I'm on my way is my wife. I dare not tell my mom. I dare not. I've learnt that one, it's like a basic course. I learnt it early. Cause every 5 minutes, so where are you now? Where are you now? I said, stop calling me. What's this now? Stop. I just turned off the phone. What was this? Where are you? Ore, God will go with you. At some point, she wanted me to start lying. Because if I'm beyond Ore, I would now tell her, we're at Ijebu. So that she will leave me. Me, I'm already close to her household. So by the time she's now thinking, okay, by now I should be in Ore, I'm already in town. I may even go somewhere and eat Pandedia. We are dancing around. Because I'm tired. You just be more. My wife is, will just leave me. Okay, when he gets there, he will call. Now let's read John 18:36. This life of the kingdom will free you. It will free you. I'm telling you, your desire for vain things, you will be free. Anything God provides, you have, you take. Look at this. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. You see, there are people who are trying to establish, stay on the scripture, they are trying to establish the authority and veracity and authenticity of the kingdom of our God by worldly things. How many cars does he have? We don't, look. Hey, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't know wealthy people in this kingdom by what they have. Yeah. We know by their sacrifice. Yeah. I say in this kingdom, we don't know who is wealthy by what they have. Yeah. You may have a Lamborghini, it doesn't mean anything here. Yeah. If you are a governor, you sit down like everybody. Here, everybody is equal. Only one person is king here. Huh? If you come, you remove your cap and submit to the King of Kings. Your Lamborghini is good. May God give me one day. But it's not. It doesn't mean anything. If we really look at it. Because if with my Toyota, I have an engine problem, and your Lamborghini has, it's not the same amount we use to repair it. Your own, they will have to take the car back. Because you can't allow that Rauf to touch your Lamborghini. Then the car will now pack up completely. You know, you thought Rauf was a good mechanic. But you gave him 2024 Range Rover. And I said, this one is not our company. This is the company people that normally repair it. So, meanwhile, the man used to boast that there's no car. Until when he saw Genji, he knows that if he spoils something inside this car, it's not police station straight. Just say, I know this one is not my line. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Because people will try to paint a narrative, they will try to give an idea that only by what is seen, the glory of this world. People think that you are doing well as a pastor if you are famous. Those things are of this world. Fame is not part of the agreement. If you are lucky and they know you, if you are very blessed and they don't know you, better. 100,000 followers on LinkedIn, on Instagram is good. But I hope you know, if it was Instagram that lifted you up, it can bring you down. Do you know that 4 years ago, there were some pastors that were very popular online? Very popular, that COVID exposed them. Because we are all at home. But you see, if you have no depth, if the reason why you are popular is not that God himself said, this is my beloved son, hear him. If the reason why the people know you is not that Baba himself said, let people know this one. If it was you doing different things so that people can know you, the day those people no longer like your face, they will tell you are too old. Ronaldinho, you can't play again. Do you know Ronaldinho? Some of you don't know brother Ronaldinho. Brother Ronaldinho, in his days, is there any stylish player that is like him? Now. No. I said now. Do you know Ronaldinho, Brother Ronaldinho? You know him? He has been around for a long time. Who doesn't know Ronaldinho? Raise your hand. God bless you. Somebody here doesn't know Ronaldinho. Do you know Crespo? You know Crespo? You are an immortal. Some of those old Cafu. Those are the days boy was sweet. It's not this one that they are using AI to play now. Or Pele, all those guys. Football was interesting then. Now, Pele is dead. But you know him.
Yes, sir.
There are many people who will do anything to be known. You will put your own information on the internet for the world to see. This is how I woke up this morning. This is how my day starts. And when I get up every morning, I go for a workout. This is my gym suit. This one, my makeup. When the thieves came to rob you, they knew what they were looking for. You've showed them what the house looks like. Because you feel you have suffered, you have walked. Now that God is blessing you, you want the world to see it. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world, though. He was telling another king. That story, he was telling another king. You are the one that needs this throne, this crown, these people to make you feel important. Me, where I come from, all these things don't mean anything. From one king to another, I think the king understood. When you begin to live your life like that, you will be free from the pressures of men, the pressures of this world. You are able to stay within your means because you know anything you have, that's what Baba gave you. Not that you are lazy. I'm not saying you are lazy, because some people now, the only skill they have is that they can pray. Prayer does not make you rich. Is prayer useful? Yes. What does prayer give you? Prayer will make you anointed. And sometimes in your business, you need the anointing. But if it's about being rich, you need other things. When Jesus was arrested, they didn't meet money in his pocket. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
When Jesus was arrested, they didn't meet one naira in his pocket. But they were willing to share his clothes. That means the clothes must have been of you know, premium, top quality. I was talking to my designer, because I think he doesn't really understand English. Or I think when I speak, he doesn't really understand. So I had to show him, you know, I don't really have too many things. So I just showed him the one of the my suits. It's made of wool. I said, next time when I'm talking to you, feel it. Do you know wool? She said, this is wool. So this is what when I talk to you, this is what I want you to be seeing. Feel it in your mind. I said, okay, so have a nice day. Because I'm tired of talking. He said, especially so, but it identify wool. My kingdom is not of this world. Please put up that scripture. If not, my servants will what? So anytime you find that you are on a mission to defend yourself, fight for your right, you need to remember this scripture. That's why I told you, please listen to me. That's why I told you, you cannot keep a man with you. You cannot keep your wife with you. The person who gave you your wife is the one that will keep her. The one who gave you your husband is the one that will say, don't go, this is your husband, I will stay here. If not, you will be spending money, doing so many things, threatening, fighting, crying, the man will not stay. If your husband is misbehaved, go and report him to God. Say you have started again. No? Go and talk to him. He will just be walking one day, he will fall down. Abby, you know how I fell down the other day. Anything I tell you that's happened to me. That day I was so angry. I was take rubbish. What was it? The pastor just was telling me, say, calm down. I said, no. Don't take it. No, let's be clear about some things. I was going, I fell like into the gutter, like fell. Gutter, broad daylight. Huh? I just calmed down. So since that time, if I want to fight, I make sure there's no gutter around. Because it was in broad daylight. He saw me, sir, man of God. I said, leave me. I know what is wrong with me. Just leave me. Let me be going home straight. I see this girl, your head is strong. Go. I'll not be fighting you again. You can't change any man. You are putting too much effort. You must know my right. You don't know anything. Jesus said, the reason why you are doing this is because you feel that your kingdom is here. You feel your reward is here. You feel everything about your life is here. You don't know anything. He said, give it to me. In fact, when it has to do with your reward and hiding things, because some of us we are specialists. You learned it from your mother. You know how to hide something under the nose of the person looking for it and he will not see it. You learned it. It's a skill from your grandmother to your mom. Now you have inherited it. But you are not aware, but you just know how to you can take one pack of 1,000. You just, there's a way you just you put it. The guy will sleep on that pillow. He will not know there's money. Meanwhile, he's praying, God, if you can bless me. There's more. Oh, God, the voice of God says, lift up this pillow now. He said, no, only God, if you can intervene. See, okay, I want to intervene. Stand up. The guy will not stand. Because the woman. learn from the best. Though. Don't just be speaking English. Learn how to hide something. Some men, when they are going after other men, it's when they will be buying cars, buying this thing for their wife at all. So you don't learn this thing. I'm saying, it's not what I say you should learn. No, don't learn this one now. This one I say it's about some people. It's not. I'm not asking you to copy what I said. I said some men, not you. The economy itself will never allow some of us to even do something. The money says, as they pay the side, the money don't finish. So, everybody says, hello, Mr. Frank, don't greet me. There is nothing left. I can't afford it. I don't have 20 million for talking stage. I don't have 20 million for talking stage. So just leave me. I'm not more than this. Oh. Don't look at it. All I have, if you want Jesus, you want anointing, boku. But this other one, if me I have this 20 million for talking stage, my life will be better. So please, I'm not your customer. This decision, once you enter it mentally and spiritually, half of the pressure in your family will come down. This is the reason why many of us who are married are under intense pressure. Some men are only living to please their wives because they know their wives can walk away and they can't control their wives. Some women are trying so hard to do everything so that the husband will not walk away because they know the man is a useless man. Where did you get your husband from? Because wherever you get him from is where the control panel is. There's something we call C panel. We'll go to the C panel and adjust some settings. The guy will become a prayer warrior. One day we go to that guest house, the guy will break a bottle on his head. He will just say, but why am I going to my wife? Even my wife does not treat. You say, from today I go back to my wife. And every day the family will be happy for 40 years because one person broke something on his head. Just go to the C panel. Why are you doing this to me? Emeka, why are you doing this? You are losing this marriage. Go to the C panel, ask for the login, whatever, and change what you don't like. But because you found him at a friend's party where you are both drinking Smirnoff, you met yourself on a bottle of beer. You cannot call God again because you know where you met. My kingdom is not of this world. This fight that you say you have been fighting for 5 years, look at this thing. Is it not because the things that are involved are not of the kingdom of God? They are of this earth. I told my client, my customer, very rich woman. I will never forget that woman because she was the first person who took me to a club. And I was a Christian then.
Hallelujah.
Though I was not the pastor of this church. I never become pastor that time. But she took me to a club and she's my customer. And if she closes her account, my own job is so I just escorted her. Though I did not drink. And I did not smoke. But I was there inhaling everything. One day I said to her, why don't you follow me to church? You know her response? She said, do you want to destroy my marriage? That's her response. She said, if I go with you, my marriage will be over. I never heard that kind of thing before. Now, in your mind, and those of us that have been there, what you normally hear is, I'm also going to church. I have this thing. I lie. This one said, if I follow you, my marriage is over. She's married to a white man. I say, what do you mean? Say that my husband, they buy beer for me. Now they buy cigar for me. That's how our marriage works. It's offshore, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. When he comes this weekend, we are going to club on the island. I say, oh boy. She now made being an unbeliever look so interesting. Like not boyfriend, our husband. The man is 60 something, she is 32. I say, wow. You know, I told you, Satan used to tell me that I'm not sharp, that I should have followed him first so I can meet people like this woman. Because her husband is not always around, even her friend told her that you and Benga should be dating now. We're doing the same. Benga, I was there, they were discussing it, not that behind me. I was like, you always tell nice things about Benga. Benga is cute, you guys can be. And this one is 60 something. So, stop, for those of you that say your spiritual life can't do it, you better stay, be coming to church. This club that you say they are inviting you to, last you go backslide. I was there. Because the assumption is that anybody here is part of our kingdom.
Yes.
We can be free here. We can, some of you are remembering how you sold yourself now. It was a conversation. When you bring an unbeliever into your house, you brought a representative of the kingdom of darkness.
Mm.
Please understand it.
Wow.
You are the one that said the person is your friend.
Wow.
Satan doesn't see that.
Wow.
That's his subject, which means once the person is in your space, he can be manipulated against you.
Yes.
I gave a Muslim an opportunity to stay with me for like 2 months, 3 months. I wanted to test to see how accommodating I could be. The guy asked me, he said, can I pray in the Muslim way? He said, I heard you're a pastor. I said, oh, feel free. Did he notice my mind though? The guy will wake up. He was homeless, but he was waking up to pray 5 a.m. We had houses. The alarm could not wake us up in the morning to pray. The guy will wake up 5 a.m. I will just hear, Rashallah. I just stand up. So I now notice that this is how they will soon convert me. I started waking up before the guy. That was what God used to save my prayer life. Because you know, we will follow God by faith. Anywhere you pray, God they hear. But we now realize that in the kingdom, there's something called discipline. There's something called appointed time. I know you can pray anyhow, anytime, but there's a time God actually expects you to pray. It's called the hour of prayer. When I begin to look at this matter, we come to the area of kingdom culture. The reason why we do some of the things we do, that the world cannot understand. The reason why we can come to a meeting or a celebration and we do not dance the way they dance, is because we know the kingdom we represent. People will never say you are not a Christian, but they say when you begin to dance, they think you are like them. Wow. Oh, am I lying? They say when you dance, they just feel we are together. There's a way you can put a bottle in front of you, they can tell. I never told anybody in my office I was a Christian. But every end of year party, they always bought Malta Guinness. Only for me. Because I'm the only one that would drink it. I wasn't part of the committee for the planning. But they always say, please, let's buy water and malt. For those, especially for Benga. Even my boss, who says he's a worker in existing, his eye will turn red. This is not about drink or don't drink. It's about knowing that everything about you represents a kingdom. That you, there's a way God looks at you, and after some time, God will say, this one, let's give him greater opportunity. He has shown that he is able to handle it. Every kingdom you belong to will promote you or demote you. Yes. That was why when Judas betrayed his kingdom, he died. Because even Satan doesn't like betrayers. Satan cannot accept him. Satan that used Judas could not accept him. He pushed him to kill himself. Give yourself wholly to God. Your body does not belong to you. You cannot do what you like with it. You cannot. The word of God says that your body is what? The temple of the Holy Ghost. That, did he say your spirit? Yeah, it's already in your spirit. You say your body, this your body, is not your own. I know you eat oha and all those things. He said, this is your body. If you misuse it, you will die. If you misuse it, keep. He said, me, I know they smoke. Oh. Nah, e-cigarette. You don't know e-cigarette? Huh? You know e-cigarette? Uh-huh. You won't have all those, the smell and this. Oga, you need deliverance. It's not. It's not that you say you move from Gouda to Mortar Guinness. Or Guinness to Mortar. Oga, come for prayer. Huh? You will not be free like this. Sitting there in the midst of people that will derail you. You know yourself. You are not strong. In fact, when it comes to the issue of women or sexual immorality, the Bible says run. Yeah. Or rather, flee. Yeah. The word flee is like as you have to leave your slippers and run. Right. Yeah. Leave your slippers and run. leave your slippers and run, because your shoes may hold you down. Don't let Satan gather evidence against you. I hope you know that it was the coat that Joseph left that was the evidence against him. I hope you know that the coat he left in that room was the evidence that Satan used against him. He should not have gone there. He should not have gone to that room. Joseph was not wise. Your innocence can kill you, can put you in a difficult position, and you may not be able to explain yourself. Don't be naive. There is a way of the kingdom. Let's read one more scripture. You see all these things we are talking about. This is how you understand holiness. You just travel to UK for 2 weeks. You are already speaking through your nose. You don't know who you are. If you have to change the way you speak to impress anybody, you don't know who you are. Now, when you look at our country, Nigeria is made up of several cultures. And this church has people from this church as it is now. We have people from different cultures. We even have one or two people here that are not Nigerians in this church. You will not know them. I'm the one that knows them. They are not Nigerians. But do you know that when God looks at Nigeria, he doesn't see Nigeria like as a country. He sees kingdoms. In Revelation 11:15, the scripture says, Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world. See, this is the book of Revelation. They don't even recognize countries. Have now become the kingdoms of what? And of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. So when God looks at your family, what he's seeing is a little kingdom. That's why who you appoint as the head of your family, if it's an Ogogoro drinker or Shekpe drinker, then you have to fight that battle, because you people allowed him to be there. I was listening to one of God's servants, and he made a statement. And this one goes to some of you who are planning your weddings and all of that. He said someone in the church was getting married, and they were praying all through, planning, doing everything. They looked at everything that was coming, everyone who was coming, who the caterer, they prayed them through to ensure that nobody dropped the ball. So then, at the reception, the chairman of the occasion got up to speak, like you normally ask them to speak. They'll be giving you advice that you don't need and all of that. The guys looked at the wife and said, hey, young lady, listen to me. This man will go after younger girls. This your husband will pursue women. The two people in question are Christians, but they chose a man, maybe because he's their father's friend, or he's a rich man, somebody in one of these big companies that knows them, that the father said, oh, let my friend be the chairman of the day. The man came and said, young lady, don't fight, your husband will pursue other women. Two of them looked at themselves like this. He said, it's normal. Men are wired to go after more than one. I say, well, you as a woman should know that nobody can take your place. Don't pursue him. He will get her, then he will come back. But you know, I told you, anybody in your space represents a kingdom.
Yes.
Words were already released. On an auspicious day like that. On a special day like that. If a day is special to you, the word spoken that day will be special.
Yes.
Don't be naive. Say it's because it's my father's friend. If it's a herbalist, must he be the one? If his own marriage did not work, he married three women before the final one stayed. That's the person you chose to be the whatever of that day. Because he's the oldest, doesn't mean he should be the chairman. Because you don't know the altar he's serving. The man came up and spoke words. After the ceremony, both of them came to say, come and pray. But the woman there made a statement. Say, Pastor, look at our list. Everything was covered except that area. We prayed about every aspect, from caterer to reception to ushers to. He said there was one area. This chairman of the day was one area we did not cover. We didn't see it. We didn't think about it. We didn't think there would be a problem, and that's where Satan came from. Don't be naive. The man came and did what he did casually and walked away. Now left early morning battles for a new couple. They were supposed to be on honeymoon. They started fasting again. So somebody comes into your own space. Some of you don't know how to read the room. Somebody comes into your house or your home. It could be your mother. It could be your somebody, whoever, and begins to say negative things in the form of "I am angry." You see, in the name of "I am angry," I just want to tell. No. So let's go and stand outside. You want to talk, Abby? Let's go outside, Mama. Let's go outside. We have been saying it here. Because the moment they come in, when you say welcome, you have given them permission to come in and say whatever they want to say. If they are stronger than you spiritually, you will have a battle to fight. Haven't you had, some of you may know this, some of you may not. You might have had people who came to visit you, and after they left, you and your spouse started fighting. Don't be naive now. People come with their energy, they come with their aura. Meanwhile, this your good mind, this your church mind, is what they are using against you. It's not, people want to visit you. If you don't feel like, sir, please, we are not taking visitors now. Google it. This is the way of the kingdom. Because I said there are three areas you must consider in the kingdom. You must consider the administration of the kingdom. You must consider the culture of the kingdom. You must consider the prosperity of the kingdom. So now that you know, well, maybe next week, if we have a chance, or if I don't get bored, I will look at this issue of the administration, the culture, and the prosperity in detail. Because you now realize that if God's kingdom, where he dwells, starts every season, every Kairos moment in the heavenlies starts with the worship of God. That means you cannot start your day without saying thank you, Jesus. You cannot start your day with Instagram. It's reckless. Those are the new gods. Wow. I was watching a movie, was it last night or is it? The lady said, the lady is a writer, but she's not making progress. She spoke to another writer who was in her class, and that one said, can I have your phone? She said, what do you mean? She said, can I have your phone? You are wasting my time. She took the phone, said, Facebook, delete. This one, close the account. TikTok, close the account. Instagram, close the account. Say, take your phone. You'll make progress now. Meanwhile, I'm also having writer's block. When I saw that, I say, it's like this, what I need to do. The children of the kingdom of this world are usually wiser than the children of light. Don't play games. Your life can make progress if you live under the government of heaven. You say you're a child of God, let God be the one to control your life. And how do you do that? By using the word of God. Please, can I have your Bible? This Bible, maybe with, in those days, 350 naira. I don't know how much it is now, but this kind of Bible I used to buy for new converts then. I was very poor, but I could buy it. That's how cheap it was. And when you read it, you have to focus because the letters are tiny. And God said, People will think you are getting it. The thing is just tiny, so you have to strain your eye. There's somebody who is not reading this Bible will see you from afar. He will feel guilty like, I've not been reading my Bible. The only way to know what is in the constitution, this is the constitution of our kingdom. This book. Not what one man who is beating his wife on Facebook will come and tell you. Not one woman who left her husband to follow another man. He wants to advise you how to be a good wife. No, this one.
Final quality.
This one. When God comes to settle the quarrel, He will not ask you what your pastor said.
Yes, sir.
He will say, what did I say in my word? If it's you are lucky that what I'm telling you now is what the Bible says, then happy are you. But you went to follow one CEO somewhere that is telling you on Instagram how to live your life. Then see this Bible marked. This is the way your Bible should be. Read and marked. Your Bible should not be new. Read and marked. This is your own Bible. This is the constitution. Because somewhere within the administration of the kingdom, we'll talk about priesthood. So throughout the Bible, we have had 3 different priesthoods, and we are on the 3rd one. We have the priesthood of Jethro. You know Jethro? The father-in-law of Moses was a priest. We have the Levitical priesthood, and we have the Melchizedek. So currently we are in the Melchizedek. So maybe one day we'll come and explain that one. So under the administration of the kingdom, you must understand priesthood. You must understand warfare. You must understand the word of God. Because this is how God administers our life. Anytime there's any challenge, if you belong to the other kingdom, you go to a baba somewhere, a priest. He will do some things. Here, we also have our own priesthood. Yes. Jesus Christ being our high priest. Our high priest. High. So me, I'm junior.
Yes, sir.
You are also a priest. That means to say you're a Christian means you know how to approach God and get results. Yeah. Why is it that despite the fact we all know, many of us do not know how to approach God, and many of us really have answers to our prayers? This is what they should be teaching you in church, not in special conference. In church, how to approach God yourself. And God will tell you, go and do 1, 2, 3 things. The problem will be solved. Let me tell you, when I gave my life to Christ, no more time, let's go. When I gave my life to Christ, I was fascinated. See, Bro Quincy, when I started going to church, we had some very young boys, like my age, or slightly older. They were the prophets in the church. Church where there are adults. I've never seen that kind of thing. That God will be using a young child. Like some of these are people in the... Oh, that my sister there. You can imagine how this church is now. That my sister in green there. And she's... After praise worship, like after we have done praise worship, the church will keep quiet. She will start prophesying. She will begin to tell us, thus hear the Lord. Ah, when you hear those, they are very strong words. Do you understand what I'm saying? How is this girl able to hear? And all of us who are not hearing. Those are the things I was asking. This girl, she's more like my age now. What are you doing to your life? This girl, and after she's done prophesying, you see how she'll become normal again. Hey, those are the things that endear us. Now, what are we doing? We are sharing biscuits. We are giving them Santa Claus for Christmas, Father Christmas. This is, now, none of them can prophesy again. Some of you who are Christians there will know what I'm saying. I'm not exaggerating you. I'm not exaggerating you. At that age, Laura, we had young children that were praying 1 hour, 1.5 hours every day. I'm telling you, the thing was, Meanwhile, I was trying to be a Christian. And we had these young girls, young boys, doing such joy. Just hear the Lord. Everyone will be quiet. No usher will move. I'm telling you, it's as if it was like a line. I'm telling you, nobody. Here is the word of the Lord. Sometimes they will prophesy in native language. Somebody will interpret. Some of them didn't know how to speak well. But when that power came on them, their tongue will be free. It will be loose. Abba. Are you telling me God has left yet?
No.
Something is wrong with us. We don't want to admit it. We are pursuing what will not work. Jesus said, except you are like a little child. You cannot be great in my hands. This is a master's fear. Calm down. Calm down. This thing, if you die, your children cannot inherit your title.
Yes, sir.
A reverend doctor is good, but please let your head be correct. No authority, no administration. Without a Bible in your hands for 3 months, can you be a Christian? If they lock you up in prison, how long will it take for people to know you are different without you saying a word? In those days, we will see people, you just know this person is a Christian. Huh? You just see somebody from afar like, it's not a matter of dressing, there seems to be something, you just know this person is a Christian. In fact, if the person now tells you she's not a Christian, you'll be shocked. Because there's just this glow, this aura. You just say, this person, this is not the Quincy I used to know. Something has happened to you. Quincy, where to Quincy? We try to charge you. I just notice your account. Say, no. Something has happened. In the Quincy, where I know, from afar, you'll be shouting, using one's particular slang. Because Jesus has come to the house. So the idea about the kingdom is that the kingdom, God owns everything. God owns you. And God wants to still possess you. That's it. The kingdom is not a physical location where everybody gathers and they say, this is the kingdom of God based in Africa. No. You will not see it on the map. African branch. You will not see it. The kingdom of God can be in your family. That your house where 4 or 5 children with husband and wife, that can be the kingdom of God. Anybody that comes there knows that they are in this home belongs to Jesus Christ. They know. Even the one that is still struggling, you will see him say, I want to improve, I want to change, I want to be close to God. You will see the language there. I called my children, I was very upset with them. My wife, I called, I said, come, all of you line up. I said, make no mistake about it. I told them, if you think that anything you see in my life is because I am rich, let me tell you now, it's because I serve Jesus. You will not go far by watching TV like this. The way people are watching TV, you will not go far. I say, far. Turn off that TV now. Turn it off now. I say, you will not go far like this. The way you people are pleasurized. You want pizza every time. You will not go far. Like I said, I told my son. My son is in SS1 now. I said, I was your age when my father died. Nobody needed to tell me to follow Jesus again. When I saw his body, I knew I could not backslide again. Because if I do not follow Jesus, I have no hope. I knew. I said, do you want me to die before you learn? He said, no. I said, hear me now. I am your father, I'm not your friend. It is my job to train you.
Yes,
sir. As soon as we are resuming, no TV Monday to Friday. Just be looking at the screen. If you see me watching anything, ignore it. Just be going your... You think your parents had a hard time? Wait till you have your own children. See these ones that are growing up. To train them, you need God. So how do we introduce the kingdom to them without sounding religious? Because the greatest enemy of the kingdom of God is religion. Religion. The greatest enemy of the kingdom of God is religion, not Satan.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk about that later. So when we come next week, I will talk to you about how you can pray your children into the will of God.
Yeah.
Go to the C panel from the back. The scripture says, for God is able to work in us both to will and to do. So God can operate in your mind that you'll be the one. You think you're the one thinking that thing. You are deciding to do the right thing. But it is the Spirit of God in you pushing you. They have touched something inside. Because we don't want you to be a drunkard like your grandfather. The year my father stopped drinking was the year he bought fridge. Small fridge, oh. See, this is the bad part of being a pastor. You put your life there. I'm not a fool. I'm just telling you, because there are some of you here, you are reckless. And you think you will escape. Satan has set a trap for you. Keep using your body anyhow. Say it doesn't matter. The day they will ask you to stand up to be blessed, you'll be rejected. You'll be rejected. The weight you are carrying is too heavy for you. If there is nobody that can tell you that what you are doing is wrong without you getting angry and walking away. Haba. In those days when they rebuke us, next Sunday we will sit in front to show that we accepted the rebuke. Today if you rebuke somebody, they will not come next week. The work of a pastor is not easy. I can use my time to be making money. I have to enter your life and tell you that what you are doing is wrong. At the risk of you hating me. Do you think I want to be hated? I don't have friends. Once I sit and put on my PS4, I'll be playing. Because I'm moody. Most of the time. Those are the people that make me happy. Those Ronaldinho and all those people. When I play with them, I win them, they win me, I win them, they win me. After I shut the thing down, go and sleep. Go back. Use the word of God. Break, take your pen. Are you with me? Take your pen and paper. Break your life down. If you are married, marriage, husband, wife, sister, businesswoman, mother, whatever. Break your life down. Your finance, how much you have in your account, break it down. Ask yourself, what do I have here that God cannot take? If there's anyone where your heart struggles, that's where we should start from. You want to serve God, you want to follow God. You think it's beans. You go into the university, 4 years plus hassle strike. You don't know when you graduate. You'll be in that school. And they'll be telling you should be lucky, because some people will ask for the admission, we did not give them. I applied to UNILAG here. I did not even read. I entered the exam hall. I just know I wrote rubbish. Later they called me, they say my name is Among. If I call your name, come out. I went to buy bonds. When they call my name. See all these waka things, eh? That's how some people waka. They trekked till their name was cancelled. I trekked to buy bonds and meat pie. Then my ear was ringing. Then I saw, my ear is ringing. I started running back. The moment the ear, you know, you when your ear ring, the spiritual attack. Me, when I knew that they were calling my name for blessing, I ran back. They said, are you Oluwagbin? I said, stand here. I did not even ask for anything. I asked, is it for good or evil? I just stood there. And as I stood there, where is your colleague? I said, she's also buying bonds. As they finished calling my name and that woman's name, they said, the rest of you, we are sorry. We know you paid for the exam. We know you applied for this course. We know you are qualified, but we cannot take you. That was when I knew I had been selected. That was when I knew. Life will not be fair. Stay on the side of the king. And if you have made a lot of mistakes in your past, today is the best time to start making right decisions. Don't play games. Satan will come for you. There are people who stay in gray areas. You know what I mean by gray areas? Something that is not bad, is not good. They just stay in the middle. Because they say the Bible did not say we should not smoke. The Bible did not say we should not smoke. They will not stay there. Then when they now start getting sick, say, Pastor, why can Jesus not heal me? He will not heal you. He will not heal you. Because we want you. will know you. Say, but you are not God. I'm not God, but me, I will know you. So be pray. Don't give me prayer point that will be. I want to see me. I arrange my side. They hold my side so that my prayer will not be much. Smoke weed, smoke everything. After you even told me that even this weed is spiritual. Told me that weed is spiritual. I said, okay, I've heard. Now they told you that your heart is failing. You are now asking that pastor if you can just join me in prayer. I never pray for the last 1 week. Oh, so I don't feel go register myself with this your own case. God will help you. Say, pastor, you are not a Christian. I said, I know. But I warn you. That time you told me weed is spiritual. The way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. So God has chosen you. It's now your turn to choose Him. Don't hide anything from God. He knows. If you are struggling, tell Him, God, I'm struggling. This cigarette, I want to stop. But I'm struggling. God will help you. But to be speaking grammar, it's not in the Bible. You are not the first to die from cigarette smoking. Your case will either be a testimony or a warning. So you choose. Does that mean it will be easy? It will not be easy. Because sometimes, because of where you are in your office, you can add 10, nobody will know. And they will pay the money out and you have money. But you cannot. You cannot. The life of a Christian is challenging. You cannot take what is not your own. Even if nobody will know. You cannot. You will see my sister who left $100. You know, for other people, it's testimony. There's $100 on the floor. You will say, sorry, who is the owner? You'll be looking for the owner. In those days, Tina, when we were being trained in church, they taught us that if somebody keeps money with you, say 10,000 naira, you will wrap the money, put the person's name. The way the person gave you the money is the way you will get. I said, this one is too much. They said, that's the way we do it. It's called integrity. From that place that they gave you, already you gave your wife money to go and buy bread. Gave this one money for transport because you believe the money is in your account. So let's look at your standard. What do you consider as high standard? So you now realize that for us to become good Christians, you cannot be a good Christian alone. You have to be in the midst of other believers where somebody can tell that, pastor, that's where you're talking, not the Bible. I say, I should be able to open myself up to your rebuke and vice versa. To be a good Christian, you must have a community where everybody is responsible for each other. Not only when things are good, but when we need to address some things, we will address it. It's the life of the kingdom. It's the government of the king. We are not servants of money. We don't show up early to work and late to church. We are not servants of money. You may not know. You may not know. I'm telling you now. You may not know. You may think because nobody will flog you for coming late. But you know you cannot do it in your office. You are a servant of money. So if you want to go far in this kingdom, there is one thing you will walk away with today. Come on, say today. From today, your best friend, I will tell you his name. Anything I tell you now, just accept it. Don't ask me any questions, just accept it. I'm about to tell you your only true friend. Don't mind Inkem or Loretta or Tina or anybody. I'm about to introduce you to your real friend in destiny. Today, I prayed, Pastor Tokwe, and God told me his name. You have been praying, God, give me my friend, show me my friend. Today, I have the name list for everybody, and he's here. If you come here, you see your name. Everybody, in including first timer. See. Everybody, including those that are online, is here. I prayed and I got the list. Those who will be in today's service. Come on, say I'm ready.
I'm ready.
The name of your best friend is not Jesus Christ. Oh. I know some of you are very, you are already thinking very far. The fear of the Lord.
Wow.
The fear of the Lord. That's your best friend. Without your Bible, if you have the fear of the Lord with you, eh, you will not miss it. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
So from today, this is the regulator. Is it thermostat or what they call it? Huh?
Yeah.
This is now your thermostat. What did I call it?
Thermostat.
The fear of the Lord. Before you do it, ask yourself, can I explain it to God? Before you do it, I know you tell yourself it's not a sin. I know you don't fear anybody. But I want you to ask yourself, if Jesus meets you there right now, can you explain it? You see, the power of sin will break off your neck. I know you know the Bible verses where people are drinking beer and shaming themselves. I say, if Jesus stands here with you now and meets you here like this, can you explain it? I know you are being bet Niger and all those things, and you convince yourself that he did not steal. Say, if Jesus meets you there, where you are palming 5 and keeping 4, can you explain it? Do you know that you are a subject of a kingdom? Do you know that you belong to a king and that he owns you? Do you know that all these things that we are doing, having problems in our families with our wives, fighting, quarreling, all those things, do you know that if we fear our king, those things will be solved?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You will be, it will be easy for you to respect your wife and not see her like somebody you employed. Your wife is not your employee. She can send you to heaven quickly. So you have to take care of her. Even when you don't have money, be promising her, when my money comes, I'll fly you first class. Be telling her. Because there's John outside. John is outside. He's trying to tell your wife. Go and embrace the king. Kiss the son. And you will live. Lest you be disgraced. The Lord will grant us mercy. Lord, if these words that are spoken this morning are from you, then let the power to make it so be released. But if they are empty words, then let them fall to the ground and never rise. Lord, as you revealed yourself to me in the year 1993, and you told me to follow you, I have not been perfect. I have turned back many times. But yet you said, I said to you, follow me. Lord, today, beckon once again to your children, so that they can follow you. To follow you in spirit and in truth. Lord, beckon to us again. Give us the grace. Give us the grace. Lord, you know those that are amongst us that are here and we are struggling and we are in need of your help. Lord, let today be the beginning of our freedom. Today, it's not as if you cannot pray without until you go on your knees. So, but learn how to do some things. You and your God, lock your door and bend your knees to your only true King. Learn how to prostrate before your true king. Because what is the scripture saying? He will save us. He will save you. If you have nobody to depend on, learn how to honor him as a king. The honor of a king is different from the honor of a father.